In sports, we do have quite a lot to talk about, as a matter of fact. We'll start off in Major League Baseball. How about those Mets? How about them, huh? Once again, they started off a four-game set. Dodger Stadium, they lost the first two games. And they come back and they win the next two games. And the game last night, which I was watching on Major League Baseball Network, was simply amazing. The Mets were down in the eighth inning. They came back to take the lead. The Dodgers in the bottom of the ninth came back to tie the game. And then the Mets came back to win the game. And winning that game, Andrés Medina got his first ever career save. And it sounded like this.
Get a split of this big four-game series with the Dodgers. A fantastic game tonight. The Mets rally for three in the eighth. The Dodgers tie it with two in the ninth. The Mets make their one run in the tenth stand up. Medina gets the save, and the Mets win it 5-4.
Medina goes through Betts. He goes through Freeman. The catcher's interference almost served as putting the best hitter on the Dodgers on first base to get him to Will Smith with the strikeout. An amazing ball game.
So let's hear it for the Mets. All right. They went head-to-head. The Dodgers and the Mets are the best teams in the National League. They're heads and shoulders above other teams. And as long as injuries don't interfere, it should make for a very, very interesting playoff scenario. Now, we switch things over. And when we switch things over, we have to go to the New York Yankees. They simply have the best record in baseball. We'll get to the standings in just a few moments. And they find ways to win. They just finished a perfect homestand. And how did they get it? They got it. Anthony Rizzo, once again, was a big help to the Yankees.
Grounded up the middle. It's a base hit. And Duhar scores. Here comes Kenneth Falefa. He'll score. It's a gigantic pinch hit. Two-run single by Anthony Rizzo.
That's Anthony Rizzo's two-run single. And, of course, the Yankees ended up winning it in walk-off fashion. And that was that. So, once again, the Yankees win. So now we will take a look at the standings. Well, we'll go over the scores, the other scores. The Yankees beat the Tigers 5-4, of course. The Blue Jays are coming on. They lost last night 8-6, though. The Rays lost to the White Sox 6-5. The Mets got a big win, of course, in Los Angeles. Boston over the Athletics 5-2, and the Mets won 5-4. So what does that all mean standing-wise? Because we're well into the season now. The teams that are doing well are going to do well, barring any major injuries, and the teams that are not doing well are not. So this far into the season, the Yankees have 39 wins and 15 losses. They're playing at a 7.22 clip. In second place in the American League East, Toronto, they're 7.5 back. In third place in the American League East, Tampa Bay is 8 games back. All right? When you go over and you take a look at the National League, the Mets are 37-19, a 6.61 clip, 8.5 games ahead of Atlanta, 11 games ahead of Philadelphia, 13 games ahead of Miami, and 16 games ahead of Washington. And I do believe, yeah, the Mets have the best winning percentage in the National League. So when's the last time we can say the Mets and Yankees not only were in first place, not only dominant, but had such big leads, and the top two records in baseball belong to the Yankees and the Mets? We're living the dream. We're living the dream. Well, if you're a Yankee or a Met fan, you're living the dream. if not so much living the dream. All right. NBA. Yesterday, Golden State defeated the Celtics 107-88. That series is tied up. The finals at one game apiece. The next game is Wednesday between those clubs. In the National Hockey League, the Rangers had a 2-1 lead, ended up losing the game to Tampa Bay 3-2. This is going to be an exciting series, folks. Tampa Bay and the Rangers. Rangers lead that series 2-1. Coming up today, Colorado takes on Edmonton. And right now, Colorado leads that series 3-0. Let's move over to golf. Golf, might I say. The Memorial was won by Herschel. Wise was in second place. Cantlay was in third place. And Neiman was in fourth place. 13 under was the winning score. In the USFL, week 8 on Friday, the Generals down the Maulers 29-18. The Generals are 7-1. On Saturday, the Stallions beat the Breakers 10-9. Yesterday, the Stars over the Panthers 46-24, and the Bandits over the Gamblers 13-3. And in NASCAR yesterday, enjoy Illinois 300 presented by Ticketmaster. Logano was the winner. Kyle Busch in second. Kurt Busch in third. That's not too bad for the Bushes. And that's not too bad for sports. That's a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.